Well, good morning. This week's programme is about the city of Glasgow. We're going to give you some ideas of what you can see and do if you visit for a weekend. Glasgow is Britain's third largest city and Scotland's biggest. It's well worth a visit. If you arrive by car, the motorway will take you into the city centre. Don't park in one of the city centre car parks, however, as they're expensive. It's better to leave your car at your hotel or somewhere away from the centre and take the bus. Glasgow is a large city and there's an excellent public transport system. A good idea is to catch a Discovering Glasgow tour bus, which leaves George Square every half hour. You can get off anywhere and catch the next bus to continue your trip. The tour costs £5 and tickets are available from the bus driver. If you want to walk around the city centre, then it's best to start at the Welcome Centre on St Vincent Place. You can get information about opening times and entrance fees of places to visit and take a free map to help you with your sightseeing. Don't miss the 15th century cathedral, which has particularly beautiful windows. Further on is the Merchant City area, where there are cafes and lots of small fashionable shops which sell jewellery and clothes. Byers Road is popular with university students, and you can find a lot of bargains in the shops around there. The Botanic Gardens are also worth a visit. The gardens are open until sunset, and the glasshouses from 10 o'clock until 4:45. These contain a wide variety of beautiful plants and flowers. The gardens are also a good place to have a picnic. Well, that's all from me for this week.
Now listen again.
Well, good morning. This week's programme is about the city of Glasgow. We're going to give you some ideas of what you can see and do if you visit for a weekend. Glasgow is Britain's third largest city and Scotland's biggest. It's well worth a visit. If you arrive by car, the motorway will take you into the city centre. Don't park in one of the city centre car parks, however, as they're expensive. It's better to leave your car at your hotel or somewhere away from the centre and take the bus. Glasgow is a large city and there's an excellent public transport system. A good idea is to catch a Discovering Glasgow tour bus, which leaves George Square every half hour. You can get off anywhere and catch the next bus to continue your trip. The tour costs £5 and tickets are available from the bus driver. If you want to walk around the city centre, then it's best to start at the Welcome Centre on St Vincent Place. You can get information about opening times and entrance fees of places to visit and take a free map to help you with your sightseeing. Don't miss the 15th century cathedral, which has particularly beautiful windows. Further on is the Merchant City area, where there are cafes and lots of small fashionable shops which sell jewellery and clothes. Byers Road is popular with university students, and you can find a lot of bargains in the shops around there. The Botanic Gardens are also worth a visit. The gardens are open until sunset, and the glasshouses from 10 o'clock until 4:45. These contain a wide variety of beautiful plants and flowers. The gardens are also a good place to have a picnic. Well, that's all from me for this week.